And so now we have the recommended cocktail treatment. And how is that settling with you?
Well, my concern is, will my body take this? My immune system strong enough? The treatment was for 6 weeks and possible radiation after it.
6 weeks is not a long time, is it?
No, 6 weeks is not. But it's a long time when you think about you have to go every 3 weeks. It's every 3 weeks. And you have to do 6 treatments. So that was...
Oh, every 3 weeks, 6. Okay, I don't know what I was thinking. So every 3 weeks, 6 treatments.
Every 3 weeks...
A treatment. Every 3 weeks, a treatment. 6
yes,
times.
Yes.
Got it. Okay,
yes,
got it. Yes. That is a lot.
Because it started in August, so my last treatment was in December.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So you have to go through that treatment, and you have to be able to, you know, withstand the cocktail every 3 weeks.
Right. And I hear that it affects each person's body differently, mm-hmm. depending on the your physical makeup and the type of cocktail. So there's a whole lot of room for.
Yeah, but one thing about it, before you go take the treatment, mm-hmm. you have to have a blood test.
Okay.
And so they test your blood to see if you have an infection, if it's causing any problems, if your white cells and red cells are, you know, one is more than the other.
So
that's what tells them, let them know before you get your cocktail that morning.
Okay.
If you're okay to get it. Because some people, they have problems. So they have to adjust something. They have to give them extra. I had a friend that had to take a patch. She had to do something at home to inject the next day after she got her cocktail because of her red blood cells or her white blood cells. And I didn't have to go through that, though, luckily.
Thank God.
I didn't have to do that. I did have, after I made my decision, but before I get to that, making my decision was kind of hard. I really didn't involve a whole lot of family members in doing that. I wanted to make that decision on my own.
I can only... imagine, because ultimately the choice is yours, and when you bring a lot of people into that aspect of the fight, you're bringing in a whole lot of information and speculation and just stuff that you really, I personally wouldn't want to have all that crap swimming around in my head. I mean, because ultimately you're the one who's going to have to either go through the treatment or not. So I'm just going to ask you, was there a point ever when you were leaning toward the homeopathic realm?
No, because I didn't know a lot about it, but I had people talk to me and mention it when the word got out that this is what I was going through. Mm-hmm. I got a few phone calls, and a lot of people, a few people were letting me know that they knew people that had gone that route, taking the homeotherapy or homeopathic therapy, and they did real well with it, and it's something that I should try. I shouldn't put all those drugs in my body because it's not going to do anything but break my body down. You never know, because anything can happen while you're going through this. You can get pneumonia. You have to be careful about being around kids. You have to be careful about being around sick people.
Okay.
Going to your doctor's appointments, you have to wear a mask because anything can happen while your immune system is being affected.
Wow.
So you have to be on certain vitamin and you have to rest. Mm-hmm. They recommend that you walk a little bit, do a little exercise, but...
Well, it sounds like a bit of the homeopathic remedy is tied in with the chemotherapy, because you're telling me that you have to take vitamins, you have to rest, and these are things that people who are against the chemotherapy and radiation lean toward, right?
Yeah. Well, I had some friends that came from San Diego, and they talked to me about the therapy, the hemopathic therapy, that they knew somebody that administered it. And, you know, it was a lot of minerals and different things that you had to tea and eating vegetables, a lot of raw vegetables, and just, you know, cleansing your body, and you know, eating raw or eating like you're supposed to, very little meat, if any at all. And it sounded good, but and I thought about it. I really thought about it, but I said, I can't take that chance. I know people that have gone through chemotherapy and it works.
Right.
And I know that they're still living today.
Right. So, you know that. So
I told my friend, I'm sorry, but my mind is made up that I'm going to get the chemotherapy.
Right.
I'll just have to go through it. And but the main thing before I made my decision and before all of this is that I prayed. I prayed and asked God to give me the answer and to walk me through this and let me know what he thought would be the best thing for me. My answer came to me that, you know, I have to do the chemotherapy. That was what was recommended by the medicine. Now, Damari wasn't real thrilled with that after he learned about what it does to your body you know, and what the medicine, how this is the other thing I mentioned, and you already know, and everybody else already know, this is the multi-billion dollar industry.
Right, of course.
And of course, they know that you have to get the treatments, you have to pay for the medicine, you have to, you know, get well. So you have to contribute to this multi-billion industry.
But I believe that's a different perspective, one that right about now really doesn't matter. Because, I mean, if you're choosing to go the chemotherapy and the radiation part, you're going to pay. Okay, so next. But you have a better chance of living. You know what I mean? So I don't... I choose personally to look at getting better and then dealing with all of that other stuff, because if you're dead, you ain't gonna do nothing. I mean, you're not gonna do anyone any good financially, so it's not really gonna matter. So let's just deal with the cancer first, and then after we've dealt with that, we can get into the ways of living that will address the multi-million dollar cancer industry and the homeopathic route and all that stuff. But if you're dead, you're not going to do anyone any good.
Right. So my decision was to go with the chemotherapy. And, you know, and hopefully that it would cure or get as much of the cancer out as possible. And that was what my oncologist said. I liked her during our exam that day and meeting her. She seemed to be very, very thorough. She knew what she was talking about. She answered all our questions. So I was comfortable with
that. That's good. That's
I liked
good.
Her, when she, especially when she made that comment.
Right.
I said, okay, she's the one. I want
You're
her.
It.
Yes.
Let's go get this.
Yes.
Yes. Good.